Benefits of being an all-in leader. To promote a culture of dedication, resilience, and constant improvement, consider adopting all-in leadership. This mindset prioritizes striving for excellence without getting caught up in micromanagement, instead focusing on ambitious goals. An all-in leader stays positive even when faced with challenges. They see mistakes as chances to learn and use tough times as motivation to keep moving forward. They are humble and always eager to learn from others. Moreover, an all-in leader leads by example, working side by side with their team with a do-whatever-it-takes attitude. They inspire their colleagues to share a common goal, creating an environment where everyone aims for greatness. Embody the principles of wholehearted leadership. Being a great leader starts with balancing three key aspects of leadership, known as the triangular balance. First, leaders set clear goals, motivate their team to achieve them, and ensure everyone is accountable. Second, they support their team by checking in regularly and providing the necessary resources for success. Lastly, exceptional leaders invest in their team's growth, always asking how they can help their team accomplish more. The ARI framework highlights four important traits. Always available, always ready to help, no question is too small. Approachable, eager to assist with any problem. Responsive, offers help or feedback promptly upon request. Invested, dedicates time, energy, and resources to develop their team's potential daily. The importance of vision. Vision is crucial, it drives you and your team to achieve goals, especially during tough times. It inspires and motivates, giving purpose to work. As a leader, you must define and uphold the vision, ensuring everything aligns with its core principles. Each project needs a specific vision tied to the organization's mission. Create a clear statement of work, SOW, for every project. This document should detail each part of the project, assign responsibilities, define project boundaries, and describe the final product clearly. Always keep track of the numbers. In every aspect of management, be sure you're calculating both the potential gains and losses. How much have you put in? How much risk are you taking? How much are you prepared to lose if things go wrong? If your projections are met or exceeded, you can keep investing. If not, it's time to scale back or change direction. Monitoring these figures helps you make the best decisions at every turn. Build all-in teams. The success of any project hinges on its team members. Leaders who aim to build exceptional teams focus on hiring people with diverse skills, experience, and perspectives. They don't just hire for the present needs but also anticipate future requirements. To find the best talent, leaders should reach out to both active job seekers and passive candidates. A great leader cultivates a culture of high performance. When you notice exceptional behavior among team members, highlight it to inspire others. Encourage collaboration between star performers and other team members to promote a culture of excellence. Recognize and reward those who consistently go above and beyond. This way, you can transform individual excellence into a collective powerhouse of achievement. Lead by example, focus on KPIs, coach continuously, and engage the team. Continuous coaching means always learning and improving yourself while guiding your team to do the same. When coaching your team, focus not just on their current roles but on developing them into future leaders, people who think independently, solve problems, and anticipate challenges. How can you achieve this? Connect every meeting and project to your main goals, showing your team how their work directly contributes. Give them challenging tasks that stretch their skills and promote professional growth. Setting clear KPIs, key performance indicators, for all employees is crucial. These metrics clarify your expectations and help you evaluate performance objectively. Implement AQMD goals, annual, quarterly, monthly, and daily targets. Start with the annual goal, then break it down into quarterly, monthly, and daily milestones needed to reach it. Be specific. For example, if an employee's annual sales target is $1 million, their quarterly goal should be $250,000. Monthly $83,334, and daily $3,774. A proactive leader prioritizes tasks and identifies issues early. Priorities can change in any organization, and while higher-ups may know, lower-level employees often don't. If your team isn't aware of current priorities, how can they work effectively toward them? Practice radical transparency by keeping your team informed of any goal or objective changes. Effective work management. Designate the first week of each month for clearing your workload. This ensures that your efforts match urgent priorities and prevents important tasks from being overlooked. Review all upcoming work, eliminating tasks or projects that aren't essential. Focus solely on top priority tasks. Guide your team to avoid rushing through tasks or feeling pressured to be constantly present. Working too fast might seem efficient, but it often leads to mistakes. Instead, emphasize the value of moving steadily in the right direction rather than hastily in the wrong one. When your team faces a daunting goal, break it down into smaller, manageable steps. Prioritize these steps and assign tasks to team members based on their skills. Encourage ownership and responsibility for each step and maintain clarity with set deadlines. Respect your team's time. To respect your team's time, simplify workflows, cut unnecessary paperwork, and keep meetings short, no longer than 30 minutes. A committed leader thrives in tough times. Lead your team with the SDB approach. Show up daily, give your best effort without complaint, and stay positive about every opportunity and project, despite any critics. Encourage your team to embrace challenges as opportunities for growth. Instead of asking why is this happening to me, encourage them to ask why is this happening for me? Every setback is a chance to learn and improve. When things go wrong, your role is to help your team see problems as solvable. Mistakes happen, and your team doesn't need blame, they need support and encouragement. Once you understand what went wrong, focus on the plan to bounce back. Maximize your team's abilities. An all-in leader is clear and listens actively. In meetings, close your computer tabs and silence your phone. Don't interrupt others. Take notes and ask questions to show you're paying attention. When you speak, be very clear about your expectations. Don't make your team guess what you mean. Use the acronym CPT, Clarity, Purpose, and Trust. Clearly explain what you want, why it's important, and how it fits into bigger goals. Make sure your team knows they can rely on you and come to you with any questions. Build authentic workplace connections. People need more than clear and honest communication, they want to feel valued as individuals. Make your colleagues feel seen and appreciated. Remember their names to create connections. Encourage them to share about their lives, and really listen. Learn about their families, hobbies, and goals. Show that everyone's unique story matters. Don't avoid tough talks. Building real connections is important, but being a manager isn't about being popular. Sometimes, you need difficult conversations. Have these one-on-one, not in group meetings. Use group meetings for updates and praise. For critiques, prepare your main points and stick to them. Make your message clear to avoid confusion. Listen to your employees' side and work together on a solution. A true leader empowers others and excels in communication. Managers succeed when they trust their teams to lead. Teams excel when they feel their manager trusts them, and this trust goes both ways. How do you build that trust? Your team pays attention to your words, but they focus more on your actions. If your actions show self-interest, trust won't develop. But if you consistently prioritize the team's well-being, even at your own expense, you'll earn their trust. One big reason employees leave companies is because they feel their ideas are ignored and they lack space for creativity. Your team wants to innovate, so don't suppress that drive. The best way is to remove obstacles. Simplify or get rid of approval processes that block innovation, allowing creativity to flourish. Stay firm during uncertainty to unlock your team's potential. Uncertainty is only bad if you see it that way. Change your mindset about uncertain times, they're great chances for growth. The same goes for failure, you either win or learn. There is no failure. What if your team isn't performing well? It's time for coaching. There are two kinds of employees. One needs regular check-ins to do tasks right. The other can be trusted to get things done on their own. Aim to coach the first type to become the second, and reward the second type for their hard work. This way, you eliminate underperformance. Promote future outstanding leaders. Being a great leader means using emotional intelligence and soft skills to support your team. Here's a simple truth: when you genuinely care about your employees, they give back. Remember, they chose to work with you, they could be anywhere else. To keep them, show how much you value their personal and professional development, as well as their work-life balance. It's not enough to say your workplace is balanced, you have to prove it with actions. Lead by example with a healthy work-life balance. If you work nonstop, your team might feel pressured to do the same. But your team needs rest. Leave work at a reasonable time, take vacations, and avoid contacting them after hours unless urgent. Have regular one-on-one meetings to check in on their well-being and support their balance. Implement mandatory quarterly paid time off for everyone. Encourage moments of self-care during the day, like a walk or a short meditation break. A dedicated leader promotes ongoing learning among all team members. Encourage your team to invest in their own growth. Provide resources like coaching and mentoring, but emphasize the importance of self-driven learning. This could mean reading books, taking courses, shadowing colleagues, collaborating across departments, finding mentors, or joining peer groups. Lead by example. Continuously improve your leadership skills. As you gain experience, stay proactive in learning about new trends, improving company culture, and adopting best practices. Always upgrade your skills, learn new ones, and let go of outdated methods to stay ahead. Leader plans for their succession, ensuring comprehensive leadership continuity. Your career isn't just about personal success, it's about leaving a lasting mark. Focus on nurturing future leaders within your teams, instilling your values and vision in them. Treat each team member as a potential star performer. While not everyone will excel, showing unwavering belief in them can inspire them to meet high expectations. Unlock your employees' natural talents to uncover future leaders. Look beyond formal roles and observe what they excel at naturally. Create opportunities that allow them to further develop these talents. Continue mentoring even after they reach managerial roles. Many top performers struggle as managers because management skills are often overlooked in training. Recognize that management is a skill that can be taught and coached. Provide the necessary guidance and training to help them succeed. Key points. 1. Adopt all-in leadership for dedication, resilience, and growth without micromanagement. 2. Lead by example, stay positive through challenges, and promote a learning culture. 3. Set clear goals, support teams, and invest in their growth for success. 4. Use the ARI framework, always available, approachable, responsive, and invested. 5. Define and uphold a clear vision to inspire and align teams. 6. Prioritize KPIs, coach continuously, and maintain transparency for effective leadership. 7. Respect team time, simplify workflows, and encourage a growth mindset and resilience.